All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. Page Resh Nun. Shmor al Yiladai. Lidugma. So remember, again, we're continuing a little bit in this. We saw the story of the Baal Shem Tov yesterday. This need to go ahead and recognize that anything that I want to occur in life requires the Ribono Shel Olam. And even though I am, of course, obligated and charged with putting in the requisite hishtadlus, of putting in effort, at the end of the day, I must recognize that it is not my effort that guarantees success, but rather, again, it's the Ribono Shel Olam who guarantees success. So he says something amazing. He says, Dugma, I'll give you an example. Yishchorim ha-mefachadim v'doagim kol hazman al yiladeim. There are some parents who are constantly worried about their kids. And they have in their imagination that this is going to happen to their kid, or this could happen to their kid. They're worried that their child is going to fall, they're worried the child is going to be trampled, worried the kid is going to be kidnapped. And therefore what ends up happening is the parent can't stop, can't keep take their eyes off the child and cannot stop obsessing over them. They're both saying, this is one of these profound yesodos where, on one hand, if a person thinks about all the things which could go wrong on any given day, it's paralyzing. So that's if I think about myself. If I think about my kids, which for every parent, again, what I dread most, chas v'shalom, is not what will happen to me. What I dread most is what could happen to my child. So, ein l'davar sof, there's no end, God forbid, to all the crazy things that could happen. So what the Mechaber is discussing is, so Shaila is, what do you do with this? What do you do with this? You know, there's it's an incredibly overwhelming idea that the good news is that we try not to think too much. But if you think, if you're really a thinking person, and you recognize all the possibilities which could occur, all the different variations of events which could occur, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming, it's depressing, and it's paralyzing. So again, what do I do with this? So milvadzos, shechaye menachaim. So obviously, option number one is you could obsess. Option number one is to obsess. Option number one is to be totally overwhelmed and mamish, paralyzed by thinking about all the different things which could occur and how they could occur. So if a person chooses that approach, chayei menam chayim, first of all, your life is miserable. Gam yiladeihem nigram nezek, my kid's life is miserable. Sa'am miserable, my children's life is miserable. Nichneses b'hem akfira, and it creates an unhealthy feeling in the child. The child begins to think that my entire safety and security is all about my parent. Right? If my parent doesn't watch over me, my parent doesn't take care of me, who knows what's going to happen? And this hurts their self-confidence. This is actually, I think, an incredibly profound psychological yisod. What he's saying is that parents who hover, and parents who smother, and parents who are constantly on top of their kids. And again, the line that hovering and smothering parents always give to their kids is what? Is, I love you, I care about you, I'm concerned about you, I'm watching over you. So what does that engender within the child? So the Mechaber suggests that what engenders in the child is a certain lack of self-confidence. I want to be confident in myself, that I have the ability to take care of myself, that I have the ability to watch over myself. If my parent, however, is smothering me and convincing me that the only way for me to be safe, the only way for me to be healthy, is for my parent to be there, then by definition, not only is it unhealthy for the parent, it's unhealthy for the kid as well. It creates, he says, a sense of kfira, because a child grows up thinking that the only way I'm safe is if my parent is there, forgetting about the fact that the ultimate safety of the child doesn't come from the parent, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'ot shein da'agosa mosifa mu'uma l'shmir shal yaldehem rak alula lahazek yoser. And furthermore, again, this excessive parental worrying, not only does it not keep my child any safer, not only does it not help my child, but chas v'shalom could end up hurting my child. So what is the itza for overprotective, overworrying parents? they have to work on their emunah. We'll say it's amazing, by the way, how according to the Mechaber, so many of the problems in life can be fixed by working on your emunah. So remember again, the parent's problem is the parent thinks that it is all them. Meaning, I need to keep my child safe. It is all me. If my child's going to be safe, mamish is totally and wholly dependent on my efforts, solely on my efforts. Parent has to remember, that's not true. It's not wholly and solely based on your efforts. Rather, again, it's based on the Ribono Shel Olam. Hashgachah Pratis, V'yedu shamilvat hashmira habesisis, shetzvichem nishtadl ba, es kolchom avasam, ve'es da'agosam liyaldam, tzvichem nahachnas betfila, v'yismuchu v'yishanu ala Hashem yisparach bevitachon malay. And I will say, ultimately, again, the parent has to know that all of that effort and all of that energy they should put into tefillah, they should put it down. You know, we learned this a few days ago, this idea of setting aside some time during each day to daven for my child, my children. I daven for my children, not just during davening, but to actively set aside additional time during the day. It could be 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, to daven for my child, to say ultimately, Ribono Shel Olam, I recognize that I'm going to try to do my best as a parent. I'm going to try to put in as much effort as I can. But at the end of the day, I need you. I need you to protect my child. I need you to look over my child. I need you to go ahead and guard my child. I need you to do all of these things because I, as a parent, my reach is only so far. My reach is only so far. I need your help. Look at the next section. Samo Allah, Shmur Allah Bidrachim. Thank you. There are many who have a fear of travel. Fear of travel. Every trip or every travel they take, they're filled with worry. So what happens? So if somebody else is driving, these kind of people are a horror to be in the car with. Right? Why? Because, again, every single turn, they see their life flashing before their eyes. Now, again, the driver's fine. It's just that this person, again, has such a heightened level of insecurity. Oh, im heim ba'atzma managim, or if this person is driving themselves, ein lahem bitachon atzmi chedome. They lack the proper self-confidence in themselves. Tzvichim heim ladas. So we'll say, these are all examples. Now, again, is it normal, if you think about it, is it normal to be petrified when you get behind the wheel of a car? Sure. Right? Sure. Well, so if you think about it, it is because, think about it, run through the scenarios. You don't have to be a statistician to know that every single time you get behind the wheel of a car, there's an untold number of possibilities for how things could go so badly wrong. Right? It could be another driver. It could be a telephone pole. It could be lightning. It could be a sinkhole. I mean, I don't mean to sound depressing. Right? But it could be a whole variety of different things. There's no end to the things that can go wrong. He says, but rather, tzvichim him ladas, she'in hadvarim tuluyim rak banahag, ela ba'od garmim she'in lem shlita lem, kigon shar nahagim ala kvish, utinah derech. We'll say, a person has to realize, My safety and my success is not just based on me. Why? Well, see, here's the perfect proof. You could do everything right from the driving perspective. You could do everything right. Yet what? Yet what? You can't control the other drivers. You can't control what happens on the road. You can't get, well, it's such an incredible musr that there are so many other variables that are simply beyond my control. Sometimes great drivers make silly mistakes. So skip down a little bit. He says, so we'll say, when I then do the math and I begin to think of all of these things, I begin to realize that what? The only real answer is the Ribono Shel Olam. All there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? There's the Ribono Shel Olam. Without him, ultimately, again, I can't go ahead and navigate anything in life. Vez kol chardosam, vez da'agosam, So we'll stop over here for today. But the idea being, you see what the Mechaber is discussing over here, how there are certain, by definition, anxiety-provoking situations in life. Right, certain anxiety-provoking situations, difficulties, where if I begin to go out and think about all the different scenarios, it's mamish, just overwhelming. So how do you deal with it? So there are two ways. You could obsess, or a person could say, you know what? Ribono shel olam, I need to work on my emuna. I believe you love me. I believe you're going to take care of me. I believe that everything is for good, that everything is wonderful, that everything is beautiful. And therefore, Ribono shel olam, at the end of the day, I need you to step in and choreograph these events. So we'll say, that's what emuna does. And therefore, it is only with emuna that a person has a sense of serenity, that a person has a sense, ultimately, of security, and that a person feels that the Ribono shel olam is truly guiding the events of their life. So we'll stop over here.